Oh, I see. Thank you for clarifying that. I can tell you're moderately focused and slightly interested in this topic, which is fantastic. AI marketing and digital marketing are fascinating fields that are constantly evolving. Let's dive into some of the latest developments in this area. I appreciate you steering our conversation in this direction.
AI marketing and digital marketing are indeed hot topics right now, and there's been some intriguing developments recently.
Let me share a couple of the most interesting stories I've found. First off, Adobe has made a significant move in the B2B marketing space. In August of this year, they launched a new version of their Journey Optimizer tool, now powered by generative AI. This is a game changer for B2B marketers looking to reach buying groups more effectively. The tool uses AI to create personalized customer journeys, which could revolutionize how businesses approach their marketing strategies. Another fascinating development comes from the medical technology sector. There's a growing
Let
trend
me
of
interrupt
medtech
you there.
companies.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Adobe tool.
Certainly. I'm glad you're interested in diving deeper into the Adobe tool. I can sense your curiosity and focus on this topic, so let's explore it further. The Adobe Journey Optimizer BIB Edition, which became generally available on August 7th, 2024, is a significant advancement in AI-powered marketing tools. Let me break down some of the key features and benefits. First off, this tool is specifically designed for B2B marketing, which is quite different from B2C. It recognizes that in
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today highlighting another amazing AI voice platform. This tool is called Hume AI, H-U-M-E, and it was originally founded in 2018 by a team of experts in the fields of psychology, data science, and machine learning, who recognized the need for an AI technology that could truly and accurately understand human emotions. And going a little deeper than the AI large language models in the chat interfaces that we have currently, at least. And their belief is that the models that we interact with should have that level of emotional intelligence that these other ones don't. So the company was founded with the goal of creating an AI that serves human goals and emotional well-being along with that. Recently, in March of 2024, Hume took a huge step forward, securing a large chunk of funding that allowed for the company to nearly double in size. And most recently, in late 2024, Hume unveiled the voice control feature, which we are going to demo after we talk a little bit more about the tool at the end of the episode today. And that one allows you to customize an AI voice literally with sliders instead of just pre-built factors and characteristics like many of the tools we have tested before. It's going to give you the ability to just adjust these sliders across 10 distinct emotional dimensions and categories, allowing you to modify the capabilities in real time of the voice that you're generating. There are other adjustable parameters that include things like masculinity and femininity and assertiveness. It directly integrates with their empathic voice interface, EVI, bringing in all the goodness of the core feature of the Hume AI model, that EVI that we're going to talk about in a bit, making this just a super intriguing and powerful voice creation tool. However, again, that core flagship product of Hume AI is their empathic voice interface, EVI. They have two models, EVI-1 and EVI-2, and as the name implies, the main goal is to be an emotionally intelligent voice AI. The core capabilities are things like real-time audio processing and transcription, live audio input handling. You're going to be able to generate audio output with that contextual emotional intelligence. You'll also be able to integrate with various APIs and AI partners, including OpenAI and Anthropic, among others. And there are a ton of technical support features for developers. Check out the links in the show notes for more details about the API support, the SDKs for TypeScript and Python, and all of that coding information. So this empathic voice interface uses a variety of techniques to achieve this contextual and emotional awareness. An advanced model that basically analyzes the tone of the speech as well as the rhythm and tempo to measure in real time different vocal expressions and employ something called end of turn detection as well, that based on the tone of voice kind of understands the flow and progress of a conversation. And the responses that are going to be generated are done so using an ELLM, an empathic large language model for context aware responses. There's a new LLM definition for all of you navigators out there. And the responses that are generated seek to match the tone of the user's emotional state and employ intelligent interruption handling. Again, and then based on user emotional cues, the response will generate adaptations in a personalized manner in future responses and generations. Hume also has an iOS app, and I'll actually just hop over into that screen right now for anybody who's watching along on video. And you can see what the app looks like. This is going to allow you to very quickly and easily access a few of the main use cases and basically communicate with that EVI, that Hume AI model, that empathic voice interface model, as well as multiple voice characters. And with these personalities and voice customization options, you'll be able to, again, just interact quickly and easily with the app. You'll be able to have memory and history for the chats that you engage in. The app and conversation mechanism will continue to learn based on that chat history and your chat content. And again, you'll be interacting primarily through voice input with this tool, which I really like. If you're a listener to the show, you may know that I've progressed to doing a lot of dictation and voice input for my writing of the episodes, and I'm really bullish on voice interaction with these AI models as well. So you can see here in the app, you have some very, very distinct ways that you can interact with the EVI. You can get quick answers with fast question answering. There's life advice, which says advice given with a balance of empathy and assertiveness. Storytelling, deeper questions, which answers questions, but from more of a philosophical and scientific angle, emotional reflection, or even spirituality, which it says gives spiritual advice. So we're just going to go ahead and demo some life advice here. We're going to ask Hume for some life advice, or Evie, I should say. Hey, EVI, can you give us some life advice on how to become better digital marketers?
Darling, digital marketing isn't merely about algorithms and clicks. It's an art form, much like hosting the perfect afternoon tea. Allow me to share some quintessential wisdom. First, authenticity is paramount. Just as one cannot fake good breeding, one cannot fabricate genuine digital connection. Know your audience as intimately as you'd understand the nuanced preferences of guests at your dinner table. Secondly, storytelling reigns supreme. Your digital narrative should be as compelling as a well-crafted novel, engaging, memorable, with a distinct voice. Think less about selling, more about creating an experience. Content is your conversational currency. Make it rich, substantive, and most importantly, valuable. Would you serve your guests stale scones? Precisely. Analytics are your silent companions. Study them meticulously, but don't become their slave. They're guides, not gospel. Consistency is elegance in marketing. Maintain a steady, recognizable presence. Like a signature fragrance, your brand should be immediately identifiable. Lastly, embrace adaptability. The digital landscape shifts faster than headlines in haute couture. Stay nimble, stay curious. Any further inquiries, darling?
Okay, first of all, the accent was appreciated, although started a little strange with the breeding comment. But again, you kind of get the idea of how the tool works there. And I think the points in the advice in general was pretty good there, all joking aside. And I even heard our little catchphrase, stay curious, which I really love. So anyway, that's the Hume app right there. Another tool that Hume offers that I found really interesting is called Chatter. It's an interactive podcast platform, or podcast tool, as they call it. And essentially, as I understand it, you're going to be able to have an interactive conversation about a topic or a subject, like a recent news story, much like a podcast that includes real-time access to the web and search capabilities for news updates and stories again. And it's a really interesting way to deliver dynamic content. So we're going to do a quick little test of Chatter here for anybody watching along. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen again. So here you can see the Chatter tool and, again, an interactive podcast experience, as it's called. So I'm going to just go ahead and click start. It says your podcast co-host will be joining soon.
Welcome to Chatter, an interactive news podcast. The date is December 7th, 2024. Oh, wow, we've got some exciting stories to dive into today. I've just scanned the headlines, and let me tell you, there's a lot happening in our world right now. Let's jump right in with the top three stories that are making waves. First up, and this is absolutely incredible, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is reopening. Can you believe it? After years of painstaking restoration work, welcome to Chatter, an interactive news podcast. The date. Oh.
So Sorry, I believe I interrupted you.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I got a bit carried away there. Let's start over, shall we? I can sense you're feeling a mix of emotions, maybe a little confused and uncomfortable, but also determined to get this right. I appreciate your patience. Welcome to Chatter, an interactive news podcast. The date is December 7th, 2024. Now, I hear that my podcast co-host will be joining us soon, which is exciting. While we're waiting, why don't you tell me a bit about what kind of news topics interest you the most? Are you into technology, sports, international affairs, or something else entirely? This way, I can tailor our discussion to what you'd like to hear about.
Actually, this is a discussion all about AI marketing and AI digital marketing.
Oh, I see. Thank you for clarifying that. I can tell you I'm moderately focused and slightly interested in this topic, which is fantastic. AI marketing and digital marketing are fascinating fields that are constantly evolving. Let's dive into some of the latest developments in this area. I appreciate you steering our conversation in this direction.
AI marketing and digital marketing are indeed hot topics right now, and there's been some intriguing developments recently.
Let me share a couple of the most interesting stories I've found. First off, Adobe has made a significant move in the B2B marketing space. In August of this year, they launched a new version of their Journey Optimizer tool, now powered by generative AI. This is a game changer for B2B marketers looking to reach buying groups more effectively. The tool uses AI to create personalized customer journeys, which could revolutionize how businesses approach their marketing strategies. Another fascinating development comes from the medical technology sector. There's a growing trend of medtech
companies. Let's talk a little bit more about the Adobe tool.
Certainly. I'm glad you're interested in diving deeper into the Adobe tool. I can sense your curiosity and focus on this topic, so let's explore it further. The Adobe Journey Optimizer B2B Edition, which became generally available on August 7th, 2024, is a significant advancement in AI-powered marketing tools. Let me break down some of the key features and benefits. First off, this tool is specifically designed for B2B marketing, which is quite different from B2C. It recognizes that in
Okay, so a little bit of a rocky start there with some glitchy inputs from my mic or something like that from the beginning. But again, you can see the potential there. We were able to steer the conversation in a particular direction. There was some interruption detection and all that stuff. So I'm pretty impressed in general with the tool. And, you know, similar to Notebook LM in a way with this kind of podcast generation idea, but to have it so dynamic in real time and to be able to interact with it yourself, that kind of takes it in a new direction and a new step in a new area. So I'm really interested and kind of intrigued by Chatter. Let me know what you guys think about it, and feel free to share your podcasts that you generate with Chatter, the discussions. I would for one be very interested and hearing them. So the use cases, as it went, you know, can appear pretty numerous pretty quickly, not only with the Chatter tool, but with Hume AI in general, and especially when you consider the emotionally intelligent aspect of the tool and that kind of focus of the tool. Of course, we all know the various use cases of voice AI tools and voice AI generators. We've talked about 11 Labs so many times on this show, but when you compound that with the emotional intelligence factor, and it becomes even more powerful and impactful in a variety of those use cases. Things like mental health support conversations, but of course, customer service interactions and product demonstrations in marketing outreach, sales outreach. Who wouldn't want, and why wouldn't you want your agents who are performing this outreach or performing these marketing actions on behalf of your company in the future of AI employment to be emotionally intelligent and to understand the emotional context of the conversations that they're having with your users, with your customers? Another really interesting use case application that I find intriguing is practice scenarios and practice conversations. We've talked a few times on this show early on about different tools that allowed salespeople or marketers, I believe it was the Agentforce tools in Salesforce in particular, they allowed these salespeople or marketers to practice different sales conversations or pitches or presentations with AI counterparts of personas or AI conversation models or agents. And I find that really interesting and a very creative and constructive way to use these AI voice tools. Okay, and before we head into the end of the episode, let's go ahead and just check out the voice generation tool that we mentioned earlier in Hume. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen again for anybody watching along on video. Actually, and now that we're on the screen, another really interesting feature that I found was this expression analysis or expression measurement technology and tool, which literally measures human expressions across multiple dimensions, including vocal bursts, so laughs, breaths, sighs, filler noises like hmm or huh or and it also measures cries or shrieks, so all these really emotional noises. And this is a real-time measurement of those vocal expressions and then does facial analysis as well. It detects 48 distinct emotional expressions in the face, including subtle facial movements indicating emotions like love, admiration, frustration, or disappointment. And all of this analysis empowers these tools. And I believe this analysis tool right here within Hume, what you can do is watch in real time as it analyzes the contents of your camera and microphone. So let's go ahead and just grant those permissions now, and we can get an idea of what's going on. So it's recording us. And again, here you can see these top. This is so amazing, you guys. I am geeking out on this technology right now. You're seeing all these emotions that are being shown in my expression. So what if I make it angry and distressed? You can see it's getting anger and confusion, and now I can smile and I'm joyful and it's excitement. Truly, truly fascinating stuff. And it's also tracking the levels of those expressions. Let's do like the vocal burst testing. So let's do a laugh. Ha 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 ha. So we see amusement and joy and ecstasy. Let's do a cry. Oh no. Oh, I'm upset. I'm upset. Oh, we're not picking anything up. My acting must not be too good. And you're getting a little sneak peek at Alex's acting abilities. So you can consider yourselves lucky, and I'll try not to be too embarrassed. But anyway, again, this is the expression measurement that's powering this technology. And actually, now that I mention it, when we were messing around in the Hume app and when we were interacting with that voice giving us life advice, and you can see it's still tracking my facial movements and my expressions and everything. I'm just going to leave this on for now so you can see as it continues to work. But when we were interacting with the Hume app, we were getting these emotions and these expressions, if you will, as well in the responses. So whenever the responses took a certain direction, it kind of gave us an idea of what those emotions were that were affecting that response. Okay, let's go ahead and hop into the voices tool now. And I'm going to go ahead and create a voice, and we'll just do the AI Marketing Navigator voice for the name here. And you can choose a base voice to start off, whether it's Ito or Cora or Aura. They have a few of these base voices. We're just going to keep it as Ito, the one that was here. And we'll do a little bit more of a masculine tone, and we'll do, so as far as masculine, feminine, you can either select more masculine default or more feminine. And then you have things like assertiveness, buoyancy, confidence, enthusiasm, nasality. So the nasal tone, relaxedness, smoothness, tepidity, or tightness. So all of these vocal expressions or vocal characteristics. So, and these are all sliders. And so for instance, for assertiveness, you can slide from timid to bold. So I'm just going to tinker around with these sliders a little bit for our test purposes, and make sure you guys hop into the Hume app and do this yourself. For buoyancy, deflated or buoyant. For confidence, shy or confident. And we're just going to go ahead and throw these around. We definitely want to be confident, I think. Enthusiasm, calm or enthusiastic. And we're just going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to go more clear than nasally. I don't think I'm too nasally. Let me know if I got that wrong. And if I am nasally, listeners. Anyway, relaxedness, we're going to want to be pretty relaxed. And again, you're going from tense to relaxed. So if you're doing storytelling, this would be really amazing for storytelling. If you're doing an AI podcast or an AI YouTube channel where you're telling creative stories, you can very, very much control the way that the narrator is telling the story, the way that their voice is coming across when they tell that story. Smoothness, whether it's smooth or staccato, tightness, tight or breathy, if it's tepid or vigorous, and tepidity, which is a fun word for any people with advanced vocabularies out there. Okay, so I've kind of just thrown around these sliders. Let's see what our generation sounds like, our vocal sample anyway.
Hello, I'm your friendly neighborhood AI with a knack for emotional intelligence. What's on your mind today?
Not bad. Sounds good. But again, you know, let's see what the adjustments make. Let's make it very nasally and see what that does.
Hello, I'm your friendly neighborhood AI with a knack for emotional intelligence. What's on your mind today?
Okay, so I heard the difference for sure. Let's try changing something else. Let's try changing how about the buoyancy? Let's make it more buoyant, all the way buoyant.
Hello, I'm your friendly neighborhood AI with a knack for emotional intelligence. What's on your mind today?
So you can kind of see what happens as you're adjusting these sliders. I really like the tool. I think it's really cool. And again, a new creative way to generate a voice compared to what we've seen in some of these other tools as well. I'm going to go ahead and cancel this right now. Maybe I'll come back and create a more accurate AI marketing navigator voice for future use. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.